Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Troy Rank, our Fan Broncos insider, joining us now courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, you've been hearing this conversation. What are your general thoughts about what we've been saying?
Yeah, it's unusual. It was hard to believe when Gary Kubiak did not become the offensive coordinator. But as you mentioned, you know, at the time, it made some sense just because the offense he had operated in 2016 was fading, and they had moved on from Rick Dennison and Brian Perriani, specifically Perriani. There were more issues. But even Dennison, it ended badly, not just production, but it ended badly. You know, so there is part of that that what you're saying, they wouldn't have blocked it for that. You know, I know it sounds like a stretch, but that was an issue. Like, we had let these guys go once. We want you back and the offense. We don't necessarily want all the guys underneath you to come back. So that was part of it. And, you know, and Vic Fangio, you're asking about, remember, it had been said to us in sources that Kubiak was going to be the offensive coordinator. It was a decision that was mutually exclusive of who the head coach was going to be. Fangio hadn't been hired.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It had come down between he and Munchak. We weren't sure who was going to get the job at that point. It looked like Munchak for a long time, and then Fangio ended up getting it. So I do think Vic's being honest that, hey, I hadn't agreed on that. Now, would he have completely put his foot down? I don't know. You know, he was looking for an offensive mind. I know he was, you know, he was looking for maybe a little more progressive and kind of to settle on an in-between with Scangarello, but you know, Joe Ellis has been part of these decisions. Certainly Joe was involved in the firing of Mike Shanahan. Everyone knows that. But there have been weird and interesting decisions. It was always odd to me, and I love Gary Kubiak, the man and the person. I've never been around a better person in the NFL than Gary Kubiak, the person and his coaching job, that Super Bowl stretch of his transparency and his motivation and his ability to handle the pain and injury is the best NFL coaching job I've ever covered. But it always seemed odd to bring him back. He was just removed from winning the Super Bowl with a guy who had never coached before. And Gary is egoless. And like you say, well, he goes to Minnesota, it's not a problem. He didn't win a Super Bowl in Minnesota. He had just won one in Denver. And if you're Vic Fangio, yeah. I don't care who he's, that's still weird. If the guy that just led him to the Super Bowl, and they would not be in this position had Gary not gotten ill, now he's back? And he's the assistant head coach / OC. That whole thing was bizarre to me. Like,
we lose Troy?
I think so.
Well, it was well said. He was on a roll, that's for sure. We were all sitting back listening.
No, I'm just nodding my head as I'm sitting here listening to him talk about Gary Kubiak, Vic Fangio. Of course, that would have been an incredibly tense, awkward, and unusual relationship. And, of course, Gary Kubiak is capable of handling that. But to the other party, that's odd.
Troy, you back?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's a long trip to Longmont. I understand. All right,
yes,
so about today, Drew Lock update, I guess. How was Drew Lock today, and how'd he sound, how'd he look, that sort of stuff?
You know, the one thing that sticks out about Drew Lock is he's confident, and he was definitely grateful to be back on the field, felt like he was, you know, be playing football again. It had been taken away from him since mid-August. He's trying to remain patient. You know, remember, again, this is a guy who had never – he's been a starter since freshman year of high school and freshman year of college, so this is an unusual situation for him. But the one thing I like about Drew Lock is he is confident. He does not lack for confidence. And, again, it's a weird situation that Brandon Allen's in. All he does is work hard, roll up his sleeves, and try to make the most of this, you know, opportunity. But at some point, once again, they get to 8 losses, you want to see Drew Lock at some point in December. But Lock looks like the guy we saw in August. He's very talented and he's confident, but how is he going to get ready getting scout team reps and a few first team reps? It's going to take a few weeks, clearly, because it's not training camp.
Troy, the national story of the day was certainly Colin Kaepernick, certainly the workout that's going on this Saturday. And locally, we learned that the Broncos will indeed send a representative to the workout. I cannot imagine a world in which the Denver Broncos and John Elway specifically would ever entertain the idea of employing Colin Kaepernick. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, they tried to make it happen in the spring of 2016, met with him twice, tried to get him to take a pay cut or get the Niners to eat some of his salary to get him down to a number they saw suitable, and Kaepernick wouldn't agree. I mean, frankly, I don't blame him. Not many NFL players walk away from guaranteed money. And so once that didn't happen, they drafted Paxton Lynch, and they moved on. And Elway said in 2018, when they were still going through quarterback issues, would you bring in Colin Kaepernick? And he said, you know, he said basically Colin had his chance here. He passed on it. We've moved on. So, you know, are they doing due diligence? Yeah. I mean, this whole NFL arranged workout and interview feels so odd to me. I hope it's not a sham, you know, but it doesn't feel right. They didn't tell Kaepernick it was going to happen, and now it's on a Saturday, not a Tuesday, when more teams could go. But it does feel like they're putting him in a position to either get like a futures contract or that somebody will sign him this season to be a backup. I just can't imagine any world where that would be the Denver Broncos.
Sorry, good stuff, Troy. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, D-Mac, real quick.
Yes.
Congratulations to you and your son, Dylan. Yeah. I know what went into that, and what a special day for you and your family. Wish Dylan nothing but success.
You know, Troy, you have been... Troy has been my spirit guide in this process.
Your spirit animal?
No, because his sons are just a little bit older, and I cannot tell you guys, and I want to say thank you to Troy, how many times I leaned on Troy for advice, a shoulder to cry on about things, and this guy right here, Troy Rank, was the one guy in our whole process that was repeatedly telling us, your son's really good. It'll happen. Just trust the process. Go the whole way. Lot of other people wouldn't say that. So, Troy, I swear, me and my wife were talking about you, Troy, about how much you've meant to our family through this process. And, man, I think we'll be bonded on this one for a long, long time. So I really, nice. Really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I just can't. I know what it goes into it for all these kids and their families. So I can't wait to see where the story unfolds from here. But just getting to this point. Because you're really fabulous. So I'm thrilled for you and your family.
My man, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Troy.
Good job, Troy.
Thank you.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.